where a company undertakes exploration and discovers minerals in commercial quantities. The company is entitled to the first right of refusal. That is to say, if the company wants to go into the mining of a particular mineral, the company is entitled to be given a mining lease to mine. But without offending the mining laws and whilst respecting the sanctity of contract, the government took the position that when it comes to the green minerals of our country, we will treat them differently, which is why on 13th July 2022, on behalf of the President of the Republic, His Excellency Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, I did present a policy statement on the development and management of our green minerals to Parliament, which was anchored on ensuring that the exploitation of these minerals, and I mean these green minerals, inures to the benefit of Ghanaians, who are the true owners of these minerals, whilst also assuring and securing return on investment for investors. And for the purposes of clarity, the policy statement I delivered to Parliament assured three things, which is one, effective and efficient exploitation of these minerals, two, local content and local participation, and three, value addition. Subsequently, as has been indicated to the country before, the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources submitted a memorandum to Cabinet for policy approval for the exploitation and management of the green minerals of our country. And on 27th July 2023, the Cabinet, after rigorous interrogation, approved the policy with its amendments, amendments, and among the matters approved by the Cabinet was, one, an increased royalty rate for green minerals, which is an exceptional arrangement, two, an increase in state and Ghanaian participation in all green minerals operations to a minimum of 30%, three, an enhanced local content and local participation, including an insistence on the listing on the Ghana Stock Exchange, and four, value addition and beneficiation. And so, ladies and gentlemen of the press, based on these policies approved by the Cabinet of President Akufo-Addo, we entered into negotiations with Atlantic Lithium, which at certain times the President himself made several inputs to ensure that we get the best for our country. So following a series of negotiations, as I've indicated, we concluded an agreement with Atlantic Lithium for the exploitation of lithium in Ewoya in the central region of our country. And today, I am happy to report through you to the country on behalf of the President and his government that we are granting to the company, Atlantic Lithium, a mining lease to commence the construction of the mining of lithium in our country. For the avoidance of doubt, this is the first lease granted for the mining of lithium in our country. This is going to be the first lithium project in Ghana. And distinguished guests, the lease we are signing today, I should emphasize, differs from our standard mining lease. Standard mining lease we've been signing for many years in respect of gold, manganese, bauxite, and other known minerals in our country is fundamentally different from the one we are going to sign today. And as I've explained, this is because of the policy approved by Cabinet, which is to say that green minerals are to be treated differently. And if you want, for want of a better expression, the mistakes which were made in the past, in the past will not be repeated with respect to the green minerals of our country. And so the lease we are signing today, as I've indicated, among others, has innovative provisions such as, and I'll list them copiously, such as one, an increase in royalties rate from the standard 5% to 10%. The company will therefore pay 10% royalties on all minerals mined. Two, an increase in the state free carried interest from 10% to 13%. Government will therefore hold 13% shares in the company, which we will not pay for, but will be entitled to dividends and other rights. 3, an additional government participation through the acquisition of shares. Thus, in addition to the 13% shares, government, through the Minerals Income Investment Fund, MIF, will acquire additional 6% shares in the mining company and 3.06% shares in the holding company, which is listed on the Australian and London Stock Exchange. This will bring government's interest in the company to 19% in the local company and 3.06% in the foreign holding company. Additionally, government and MIF will have representations on the board of both the local company and the foreign company to protect government's interests. To ensure that other interested Ghanaians benefit from this mining operation, the company will list on the Ghana Stock Exchange and their shares will be made available to Ghanaian entities and individuals, including SNIT, pension funds, and other high-income individuals. In addition to all taxes, royalties, and levies, including 1% growth and sustainability levy, the company, Atlantic Lithium, will also pay 1% of its revenue into a community development fund to be utilized for the development of communities impacted by their operations. In terms of value addition, the company has committed to complete a feasibility study for the establishment of a chemical plant within 4 months of the signing of the lease, that is within 4 months from today. As I've said repeatedly, our commitment is to ensure that as much as possible, we add value to these minerals before exporting them. We do not intend to export lithium in its raw state. And finally, all products from the operation, such as feldspar and kaolin, will have to be sold locally to feed the local ceramic and other industries. And if you allow me, probably it's one more final point, which I believe is not being captured, which is that where a chemical plant is not established and a third party establishes a chemical plant, the company will be obliged, the company is committed to have off-taker arrangements with whatever chemical plant to be established in the country by a third party. All these measures have been put in place to ensure that we derive optimal benefits from these minerals. Ladies and gentlemen, maintaining the full value chain of lithium is a huge tax and very capital intensive. Currently, only China has an end-to-end lithium to battery industry from mining to beneficiation, but we are committed to ensure that we can do here in Ghana as much as possible, retain the greater part of the value chain in country.